Welcome to Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program featuring Lee Newspaper's Capitol reporters Chuck Johnson and Mike Dennison, and Montana Public Radio News Director Sally Mock.
Well, Chuck, in the House Republican primary, there's been some interesting criticisms on social media of Ryan Zinke, and the criticism is coming from some other Republicans.
That's right, Sally, and they're fairly prominent other Republicans. One is Rick Hill, who was the Republican candidate for governor in 2012 and a former congressman, and the other was Ken Miller, who was a former state senator and former state chair of the party. And they're kind of going on the attack against Zinke, saying he's not really what he seems, and they don't think he's the conservative that he's saying he is, although I think that's at least debatable in some instances. But it is odd to see this kind of attack going on. And Zinke is perceived by many as the front runner in the race. He's certainly raised the most money, but we haven't seen any polls, but I would guess he'd be in the top two if we saw a poll. And so Hill is backing Elsie Arntzen, who's another candidate, and I'm not sure who Ken Miller is backing, but he's definitely kind of leading the attack against Ryan Zinke.
And if you're Ryan Zinke, you're probably a little worried about this, because there are five candidates in this primary, and even though he's raising the most money, that's a lot of candidates to split a vote.
It is, and you know, theoretically, you could win with 21% of the vote. And so I'm sure they're a little nervous. He's got a lot of strengths, certainly being a former Navy SEAL, which he talks about in every ad and in every appearance, is, I think, considered an electoral asset by many. And, you know, he's a kind of a Montana success story, has a lot of qualities, but his record is under attack. And it's interesting because throughout the spring, Democratic blogs have attacked Zinke more than any other Republican candidate. We've sort of assumed from that he's the candidate they would just as soon not have to run against in the fall with their presumed nominee, John Lewis.
Well, you mentioned that he's bringing up his military background in his TV ads, and he has a new TV ad that does just that. Let's listen to that.
My grandmother left home when she was 14. Earned her way through college and became a frontier schoolhouse teacher near Ritchie, Montana. That's America. Her conservative values of self-reliance, sacrifice, and service to others are what inspired me to serve America and Montana as a Navy SEAL.
Ryan Zinke, he's the right conservative for Montana.
I'm Ryan Zinke, and I approve this message.
And the visual in this ad, it starts out with some very quick shots of a lot of medals on somebody's uniform.
Yes, it shows a uniform of both dress blues and also a white uniform with various medals, including the Navy SEAL pin. And it's hard to tell whether that's Ryan Zinke wearing them or not. And one of the Democratic blogs, Intelligent Discontent, has accused Zinke of using the medal or insignia of the Navy SEALs for political purposes. But it's a pretty good ad. It shows Zinke talking about his grandmother and a picture of the grandmother there, and shows him walking across a ranch wearing a cowboy hat and walking across a scene in western Montana without a cowboy hat. And, you know, he says he's the right kind of conservative for Montana, and true conservative, I think he says as well. And that's the message he's definitely trying to convey to people.
And, of course, never hurts to portray those deep Montana roots.
Yeah, and I think his principal opponent in the primary is Matt Rosendale, who moved to Montana about 10 years ago from Maryland. So it's a nice contrast, done sort of subtly, that he's got deep Montana roots.
And Mike, Ryan Zinke is not the only candidate playing up his military background. And certainly in the Democratic Senate primary, John Walsh is also emphasizing his long military career. And he also has a new TV ad out. And let's listen to that right now.
We ask so much of our brave men and women when we send them off to combat in Iraq. I saw the price they pay firsthand. But for many veterans, it's a long and lonely road when they return. That's why one of my very first bills is the SAVE Act, the Suicide Prevention for America's Veterans Act. to finally give the care our heroes need, so they know they're not alone. I'm John Walsh, and I approve this message.
And Mike, this ad shows Senator Walsh polishing and riding his motorcycle, and this isn't the first time a candidate has had a motorcycle as a prop.
No, it's not. We recall a Republican gubernatorial candidate, Rick Hill, back in 2012, who would hop on his, I presume it was a Harley, maybe not, but it was a big motorcycle, and off he went down the road. And same thing here. I think the notable thing here is that, as you mentioned, he's talking about his military record, and this is really the guts of the Walsh campaign. He's been in the National Guard. He led a combat unit over in Iraq for about a year. He talks about things in terms of his military experience almost all the time. And it's a pretty good ad. It doesn't really tell you what the act is that he's talking about. What it does is it extends the amount of time that veterans can get treatment for certain things when they get home from combat or from serving overseas. And it also doesn't say that, that bill's not going anywhere this year, because this is a political year, and so there's no way Republicans are going to sign on to or help John Walsh accomplish anything. But going back to what we're talking about, his military record, I have to wonder, how effective this is in terms of getting a lot of votes. I mean, certainly there's a lot of support for the military in Montana, but is that something to base your whole campaign on? I mean, there's lots of people for whom the military doesn't really mean that much. But that's what they're doing. They're putting a lot of eggs in this military basket.
And you have to wonder, if you have so many candidates emphasizing that military background, you've got Zinke and Walsh and Corey Stapleton as well and some others, if that doesn't dilute the message a little bit and make them indistinguishable in some ways.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't really hear anyone counting that argument or saying anything that there's anything wrong with the military. I mean, Steve Daines, the Republican running for the U.S. Senate, he just put out a press release, I think, this week, saying, touting his support for veterans programs. I mean, who doesn't support veterans programs? So I think that's another thing that you kind of touched on, too. How does this really distinguish someone from anybody else?
Well, Mike, you've been out on the road with some of the congressional candidates, I think the Democrats so far, and then you'll be out with the Republicans soon. What are those candidates, when they're out there, what are voters telling them? What are they saying they want them to do?
You think that, things like health care would come up. It hasn't come up that much. They've spoken about campaign finance reform and money in politics and how they don't like that. And that's a lot of that's because that's what the Democrats themselves like to talk about. And they talk about how they hope to bring jobs to the state. And they often talk about environmental issues. These are Democrats. They talk about the Keystone Pipeline. People are asking them how they stand on the Keystone Pipeline. The candidates I've been traveling with, actually two of them support it, John Walsh and John Bollinger. Dirk Adams, the other Democrat in that race, is against it. And there's a lot of discussion of that at a Democratic dinner that I went to. So, these are different things for different parties that they talk about. When you go to a Republican gathering, they're more talking about what are we going to do to help coal and oil and gas development. What are we going to do to cut regulations, cut government spending, lower taxes, that sort of thing? The Democratic candidates don't talk about that as much.
And Mike, there are, of course, several contested legislative primary races. And on the Republican side, there's a real philosophical rift evident in some of those races, a rift that's really been building for some years now.
Well, I think it's probably the most interesting story in Montana politics this year. We have almost two dozen contested Republican legislative primaries across the state. There's about 7, 8, 9 in the Senate, and the rest are in the House. And what you have is you have the faction of Republicans who are calling themselves the responsible Republicans, who are probably a little more moderate and actually worked with Governor Bullock and the Democrats last session to pass some things. And then we have the other wing of the party, which is the more ideological conservative part of the party, who talks about slashing government, cutting taxes, much more libertarian view of the world. And there's each side is organized, they've recruited candidates, and they're going after each other. There's no love lost between these two factions. They do not like each other at all. And it's going to be very interesting to watch these races. They're all across the state. They're in Billings. They're in Western Montana. They're in Helena. They're in Great Falls. It's all over.
It is going to be fascinating to see how those come out and then how those races, whoever the winners are, how they stack up against Democrats in the fall. And Chuck, there's only 1 month really till Election Day, and I assume absentee ballots will be going out soon, so people will actually start voting pretty soon.
Yeah, they go out next week, Sally, and that's why you're starting to see the ads running now, because a good share of Montanans do cast absentee ballots, increasing every year. So I think the candidates figure the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks is when they really got to get their messages out.
Well, we'll reconvene next week and talk about what those messages are. Chuck and Mike, thanks a lot.
All right, see you next week.
You've been listening to Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program featuring Lee Newspaper's reporters Chuck Johnson and Mike Dennison, and Montana Public Radio News Director Sally Mauch. We hope you'll join us next week for another discussion of the week's political news.